Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Straight up with no chaser. You're in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan. Rochester.
I'm going to be obviously stepping into a bigger role, and you know, that's something that I take pride in, and kind of touched on the last few questions is, you know, last year was a little different for me looking than the rest of my career. My first 4 years, I was used to used to being the guy in the starter, and I'm looking forward to getting back into that role.
There's Buffalo Bills safety Taylor Rapp, one of the 12 players that had their lives affected on Wednesday. The Buffalo Bills in a transformational day. We bring in Sal Majorana of the DNC to talk some Buffalo Bills. And Sal, you've covered this team a real, real long time. Where does Wednesday rank in terms of just the overall volume and activity, and how memorable this day is going to go down as?
Yeah, I mean, it was pretty action-packed, I will say. I was kind of surprised by a couple of the moves. I mean, everyone keeps bringing up the day in, 2000 when they cut Andre Reed, Bruce Smith, and Thurman Thomas. That was a little bit different than this. That's three Hall of Fame all-time greats. There's no Hall of Fame all-time greats in this group, but some very good players. So, yeah, the Bills have clearly turned a page. They're making a statement here that, it hasn't been good enough these last 5 years, especially the last four, and these guys have all been there for that. And they need to get younger, and they need to save some money, and they made some tough calls. So we'll see where it goes, but I got to say, I was a little bit surprised by a couple of them.
Yeah, the one I was really surprised, Mitch Morse, for many reasons, Sal. It's like, yes, I know he's on the wrong side of 30, but that offensive line, when was the last time we actually knew left to right, these were the guys that are all going to return, same five, and now they're going to rely on McGovern, a guy who hasn't played center, and David Edwards, left guard. Boy, I hope they're right here, Sal.
Yeah, I know. That was one of the one things you came out of last season. The line played every game together. Nobody got hurt, and they were all under contract for 2024. So you figure that was a real positive, a strength. And now they've kind of upset it a little bit. I was fully on board with giving Morse, some kind of extension or at least tacking on some void years to lessen his cap hit, because I think the guy can still play. But I guess their thinking is, look, he's 32. He's going to cost us a lot of money now or later, even if we push the money. Let's move on now. What I don't quite get is, this could change. I mean, they could draft somebody for all we know that they try to plug in at center. But moving Connor McGovern, who I don't think has played center in the NFL. I'm not positive on that, but I don't think he has. That seems like a weird move to me. And then you're going to rely on David Edwards to play left guard. I think Edwards is a good player, but I kind of liked him as the number six guy, as the interior backup. But we'll see. They know more than me, Gene. So maybe this was the plan all along, and they know they can do this.
Sal, we just heard from Taylor Rapp, who is going to embrace that larger role. It's clear he's going to be one of the guys that they lean on in the secondary there for the Buffalo Bills. Poyer gets released as well.
A little bit on Poyer and your level of surprise to that move. And then also, what did your eyes see with Taylor Rapp? And my impression might be different than Gene's impression, and maybe it's different than your impression as well. I view Rapp very similar to how I viewed Jordan Poyer, his first year in Buffalo, somebody that, you know, when given the opportunity, kind of stepped up and made the most of it.
Nope.
No, I'm saying for this upcoming season.
Yeah, the Poyer move too is, you know, he had the 1 year left, and my thought process, and I even told him this when he on locker cleanout day, I basically went over to his locker and I said, "There's no way they're going to cut you." I mean, because we know Micah's not coming back, and he goes, "Don't be so sure." I mean, he was right,
yeah.
But my thought was it would be awful hard to move on from both of those guys in the same off season. I mean, the transition would have been eased a little bit if you bring Poyer back. But here again, he's 30, I think he's 33, and he was going to cost a lot of money. You don't want to extend him because you don't want to push more money into the future with a guy that age. So I guess I could see it, but I think it's a scary time at safety. When you've got the same two guys for 7 years, there was an awful lot of, there's a great comfortability factor with those two guys. So I was on board with bringing back Rapp. When they signed him last year, I loved the move. I thought that's exactly why they signed him. Give him 1 year to prove that he can be the replacement for one of these guys. And quite frankly, I was sort of underwhelmed by what he did this year. But I also think that was because, you know, he didn't have a full-time role. When he was with the Rams, he was a starter. And I think it was tough for him to, you know, get into this role of being a backup, the occasional starter. So maybe with a full year in the system, and now he goes in with the starting job, maybe he will get more out of him. But I think it was an interesting move that they signed him last year, and this is why they did it. And I was kind of glad that they brought him back for this new contract.
Sal Majorana, Democrat and Chronicle, as Monday legal tampering begins, but we're still trying to figure out, wow, what actually happened this past week. If Mitch Morse was a surprise, I'm going to give you another surprise. How did Brandon Bean sell or renegotiate Devon Miller? Sal, was there a threat maybe perhaps that, hey, the Bills were going to do what we thought was unthinkable, would just take this massive dead cap figure and walk away from Von Miller? Your thoughts on Von kind of giving some money back?
Yeah, they were never going to walk away from the contract. There's no way they were going to eat that. They can do that next year at a far more palatable price. I think this year, I mean, I don't know this for a fact, but it is technically possible that he could be suspended by the NFL for whatever happened back in October during the bye week in December there. That's a possibility. And this would save the Bills a little bit of money up front. And then if he doesn't get suspended, then he'll have the chance to make some of the money back in incentives, which is how the contract is written now. Again, I don't know where that case stands. Bean, we asked him about it at the combine. He said nothing's changed. As far as they know, it's moving forward and nothing's going to be happening. But it might have been written this way in case he does get suspended. That way the Bills will save some money at that time. If he doesn't get suspended, then he has a chance to earn some of the money back. I give him credit for agreeing to a pay cut because there's nothing in the books that says he's going to meet these incentives because I think he's a seriously declined player. So he actually did the Bills a favor by doing this, and they're going to save, I think, $8 or $9 million in the cap this year. That's pretty good.
Yeah. What about Trey White and the post June 1st designation for the first draft pick of Sean McDermott's tenure with the Buffalo Bills? We know how much he meant to the organization. And now we look ahead and think, all right, it's going to be Douglas Benford and maybe Kyrie Elam fighting for those two starting corner spots.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, I never believed for a second that they were going to bring Trey White back, not after the two injuries. He's just never going to be the same player, and it's way too much money. And the post-June 1 makes a lot of sense to me because they're going to save more on the contract. I think it's $6 million if they did it now and maybe 8 or 9 by doing it post-June 1. And, you know, people are saying, well, it doesn't help the Bills right now. No, it doesn't because that money has to stay on the cap. However, if you recall, last June, that's when they signed Leonard Floyd to his contract. There are going to be free agents that will be available in June. And that money they save on Trey White can be applied at that time. So I think it was a real smart move to free up some additional cap space that they can just utilize a little bit later in free agency.
Sal Mayeron, our guest here, talking about Bills free agency, which really begins on Monday. These conversations are happening, Sal. And going to Spot Track right now, they say the Bills have right now $10.4 million in space. That's without this, what we're expecting, a Josh Allen, hey, we're going to convert the base here to a bonus. Josh doesn't have to agree to it. They just kind of do it. You're going to kick the can down the road. If the Bills actually end up doing that, how big do you think this team attacks free agency?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're going to get $22 million just by doing Josh, and they could extend Deion Dawkins and maybe even Taron Johnson. So he's in a position now, after he made these hard decisions, to free up space where he could really free up some notable cap space. And I think they're going to use it. I mean, you know, you got rid of a star safety while you're losing the other one to, you know, his contract's up. I still think you might have to go out and sign a veteran safety to go with Taylor Rapp. Maybe they bring a center in. You know, that whole Connor McGovern movie, maybe that was just a smokescreen. Wide receiver's a possibility. Obviously, defensive line, they've got to make moves, you know, at the edge and tackle. You can't draft all those kids. I mean, they've got basically their whole defensive line they need to replenish. So he's creating the opportunity to do that, and I think he'll have to do it both in free agency and the draft. So I'm curious. I mean, every year he tells us the same thing. Oh, we're not going to do anything. And then here we go.
Yeah.
They're going to be probably almost as active as any other team on Monday and Tuesday.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So, Sal, we know that if they sign a player who's been released by another team here before the league year starts, it won't count against their comp pick formula, which is something that I know that they want to try and take advantage of. And then there's also the guys that are pending free agents that you can try to sign, like you did with Rapp, like you did with David Edwards. Do you see any more guys that are outgoing free agents that the Bills could, you know, I'm specifically thinking of Daquan Jones on this one, somebody that they might still be able to sign before the league year gets underway?
Yeah, I mean, to me, Daquan Jones is a priority. I mean, if you can get him back, that's a guy that they know. And I know he's 32 years old, but when he played last year, he was really good. So I think they are going to try to get him back. And it might only take, I think he made $7 million last year. I think they could get him back for pretty close to that same amount, maybe on a one-year deal. I don't know what his market's going to be outside of Buffalo. It might be better than we think. But I think they could get him back on a pretty reasonable deal, especially with the money they've opened up here. So I would definitely look for that. As far as other guys they could bring back, I don't think a whole lot of big, you know, I think it's a chance to get Ty Johnson back, who I liked.
Epenesa?
Epenesa, it's possible. I think SpotTrac had him at like 2 years, $11 million. I mean, if that ends up being the case, that's probably doable for the Bills now. So maybe they think about it, but I think he'll get more than that. I think some team is probably going to say that's a 25-year-old guy who's played 4 years in the league and he's been a pretty good pass rusher these last 2 years at least. He might have priced himself out. Leonard Floyd's not coming back. Maybe Cam Lewis. I mean, lower-end guys with the Bills they could do, but I'm not thinking that, you know, like Gabe Davis is gone. I guess Trent Sherfield's possible. They could bring him back. But the rest of those guys, I think they're all gone. Tyrell Dodson is probably going to get a decent deal somewhere. And I don't think he'd want to come back because now he'd be going back to a reserve role. And I think he got a little bit of a taste last year, and he's going to want to go see if he can compete for a starting job. So, yeah, I'm not sure that maybe five or six guys they would possibly bring back out of their free agent group.
Yeah, I'm wondering like how much money Gabe Davis is going to get here because you want to bring back your guys. But Sal, I'm looking at the list of free agent wide receivers. Like, there's not a lot out there. And by some estimates, he's in the top three with Calvin Ridley and Marquise Brown. These are not guys that are going to move the needle, and they're all going to get paid. I guess my question is this. If Davis kind of moves on, would you like to see the Bills bring in, say, a Curtis Samuel or just somebody like that just in case the plan to draft a wide receiver or in the early rounds doesn't actually come to fruition here?
Yeah, Gabe Davis is going to get a job. He's going to get paid. Like, he's 25 years old. I mean, he's got a nice resume. He drove people nuts in Buffalo because it, you know, he felt like he was inconsistent. But you look at his numbers. I mean, his numbers were pretty good for a fourth-round draft pick. That was not a bad draft pick for the Bills at all. And other teams are going to see that he's a very good run blocker. He can, you know, he can make plays. He's going to get paid, and he's not going to get paid by the Bills, I don't think. I think the Bills have got to draft a guy without question, maybe two, but certainly a guy in the first or second round. Maybe you get a guy a little bit later, and they still need to bring a free agent in. I mean, Curtis Samuel was actually a guy that I had on my list of five guys they might be interested in. That could work. It'll depend on the price, of course. But I think if it's not going to be Trent Sherfield, who would be the fifth guy, they probably need to go outside to get a veteran and then certainly draft at least one guy.
All right, Sal, with the combine in mind and knowing that it just occurred last week and we had a chance to hear from some of these guys and see some of these guys go through the drills and go through the rigors of the combine, is there one guy that you think Brandon Bean can't leave Detroit without at the wide receiver position?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. I mean, we don't even watch that stuff, Gene. I'm not even, we're not allowed in the, my level of reporting, we're not allowed in the Lucas Oil. So I don't even watch the drills. I'm not even sure the teams really care all that much about the drills. They're not there. They're there for the medical and to talk to the kids. So no, there's like 14 or 15 guys that could go in the first, you know, two rounds and then maybe into the third a little bit. The top three everyone knows about, they're going to be gone before Buffalo picks. I mean, they could stay at 28 and take one. I wouldn't be wasting time moving up to get a guy because there's so many guys that are good, really good players. If I'm him, I'd stay put at 28, maybe even trade down if you wanted and get somebody upper in the upper part of the second round. But there's going to be a bunch of them that'll be available if he wants to go that way. I've been saying right along, he might have to pick a defensive lineman in the first round. It might be an edge rusher that they take in the first round and get the receiver in the second because there's so many guys to choose from. So, again, we don't know. We have no clue what their inclination is, what their scouts are saying. I do know this. They're going to get a couple good players in the first and second round.
Sal Mayeron, a Democrat and Chronicle, also covers the New York Yankees. You can sign up for his newsletter. I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you a Yankee question here, Sal, because, hey, it is spring training. It is a division right now that I don't think the Red Sox are going to be anything. Who knows about Tampa? Baltimore, new owner, there's, you know, they bring in Corbin Burns. What's your outlook for the Yankees here in 2024?
Yeah, I obviously follow it very closely, read a lot of the New York coverage, and I just don't get why everyone's so high on the Yankees. There's been a lot of projections that have them winning the division over Baltimore. I just don't see it with their age on offense. I mean, they were such a horrible offense last year. And, okay, you added Juan Soto. Well, Juan Soto still only bats once around the order. It's not like he's going to bat five times, you know, every nine times, you know. So I just don't see how the Yankees are going to be so much better on offense just because of one player. And their starting rotation is, to me, highly questionable. So I think they will contend for a playoff berth. I don't think they're good enough to beat the Orioles and maybe not the Blue Jays. So hopefully they get into the wild card mix. But, yeah, I you're going to have to prove it to me before I start seeing 95, 96 wins from that team. But, hey, maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think I'm going
to
be.
Sal, we're also paying attention to the Amerks today. The NHL trade deadline passed at 3. We know that that's going to have some effect on what happens with Rochester and their lineup here coming up as the postseason approaches. Tell us a little bit about the coverage you're providing on the Rochester Americans here locally.
Yeah, I've been trying. I do a weekly column, Gene. I go over there. I try to get over there at least once a week for a game and, you know, just compile notes and give people some weekly coverage. We're not really covering the games, you know, every game, obviously. We'll do that when the playoffs start. So I'm trying to give people a taste and keep them informed a little bit. Unfortunately, the readership is not great because people just don't pay attention, you know, to a Bills writer covering the Amherst. My Twitter feed does no good when I'm trying to publicize the article. So maybe this will help. Maybe this will help steer people back to the DNC. But look, they're an interesting team. They got to get going, though, right? I mean, they had a nice start to the season, and right now they're in a bit of a lull. They've played a tough part of their schedule. They're in a bit of a slump. They're dropping in the standings. So they've got to turn it around because the Sabres really need this group to go back to the playoffs and do what it did last year and get some experience in the postseason. I think it was pretty helpful. They got a ways to go, though. I mean, they're in a spot right now, but that division is so tight that going through a stretch that they just went through, they've already dropped down a couple pegs. So they need to get it turned back around here.
Last one, Sal, and I'll ask a question that probably you don't maybe not know the answer to, but we're just curious since you are kind of the golf guy here in town. Hearing anything at Oak Hill, maybe? It was, only 14 months ago we had a major, and they still haven't yet to dish out here in the PGA Tour, the PGA Championship future dates here. Any whispers we're hearing?
I haven't heard a thing. I know that obviously they're doing the U.S. Amateur, and is it 27 or 28? I think it's 27. Is it 27? I'm not even sure now because I know I'll be retired by then, guys. So I'm not going to have to worry about covering it. I kind of have cleared out of
what
my mind.
What did Marv Levy say about retirement, Sal? You can't talk about retirement. Yeah, you're already retired here.
But I think by then I'll be officially on full blown Social Security and Medicaid, so I'll be good to go. Well, obviously every 10 years, right?
So
I guess 2033 would be the one you'd look at for Oak Hill because they seem to be in that. You know, 2003, 13, and 23. That makes sense to me.
Sal, it's great catching up with you as always, man. Appreciate the time. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Let's do it again soon.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me.
You got
thanks,
it. Sal Majorana, DNC.
Reset the sign.
Oh, I know. It's okay. Look,
it's all right.
I think he called me Gene twice because Fat Wallet Wide Johnson just doesn't roll off the tongue as easily.
I like that guy. Sal just
he's the best.
He's
the best. He's a legend. He's an absolute legend. Very thankful that he could make some time for us here in the sports bar and talk some Buffalo Bills with us. Appreciate that. We'll get to I'll drink to that next, Gino, and actually have a take, not just for the Buffalo Bills, but for any team not named Kansas City in the AFC. You should be doing this right now.
I've got a suggestion for Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott. And of all things, this came from a desk calendar today.
Oh.
Yeah, I'll explain here.
Like, a desk calendar?
Yeah, you know those little things you rip off?
Yeah. I know they still make them, but you have one.
I got one.
You were gifted one.
Do you get this stuff? Like, because, you cover the Buffalo Bills. You must like the Buffalo
Give
Bills.
Give me the worst. Not the worst, but the strangest. I have something in mind. The strangest, like, white elephant Christmas gift that you've gotten. Like, everybody, I want to believe that one gulf from your toilet set was made, and it's just been passed through to everybody that's, like, you know, nobody has it. It just keeps getting handed off from family to family and family member to family member, cross families when you do holiday parties. Like, really, really off base white elephant gifts. Like, we have the world's most incredible sponge, or the only sponge you'll ever need, or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not even a sponge. It's like this rubbery thing. But it goes along the lines to the what you're describing here, the desk calendar.
The desk calendar.
Feels like the white elephant gift that just gets passed on.
Well, I'm reading this fact about the Buffalo Bills. I'm like, wait a second. I'll explain here on how you can kind of shape the roster this year. And what was the low point of the Buffalo Bills drought? And are we at the low point? We can call it the Saber drought now, right? Are the Sabres going to get past the Bills at some point? I've got some thoughts here on a franchise that right now is as low as I've seen it.
We'll have Elena Getzenberg from ESPN, NFL Nation, stopping by the sports bar here in about a half an hour or so as well. We'll talk more Buffalo Bills and take your calls at 866-4326-585-866-4FAN.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on 95.7 FM and AM 950, The Fan Rochester.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.